Hi, I'm Leanne. I'm a lightworker and a mother to three special girls. I strive to continue learning, growing, and to collect new skills. I'm a psychic medium, Reiki master teacher, and Akashic record reader and energy healer. I am so excited to share what I've learned and what I'm going to learn and the ups and downs of life. Thank you for joining me on my journey. Welcome to Life of a Lightworker podcast. Hello and welcome. This week I am pulling a card from the Work Your Light Oracle deck by Rebecca Campbell. My intention is, what do you need to hear or know about for this coming week? All right. And the card is the Ever Unfolding Rose, cracked open. It's happening for you, not to you. From the book, the challenge of life is to keep your heart open when you most want to close it, to let life crack you open, to open through hurt and loss, to allow what is falling away to fall away. Being human is a courageous act. A life well lived is full of losses and tragedies, as much as triumphs and adventures. Wherever you find yourself at the moment, life is coaxing you to keep your heart open, no matter how much it hurts. To continually unfold, to let life crack you open. Perhaps you are going through a difficult time right now. Instead of cursing the difficulty, see it as a blessing to open yourself up to the truth that perhaps, as hard as it may be, life is happening for you, not to you. And one day, in a not too distant future, you may just bless the things that broke you down and cracked you open, because the world needs you open. Now is the time to go gently, to treat yourself like a tender, sweet baby, to wrap yourself in a blanket and trust that the mother has you cradled in her arms. The seas may not all be smooth sailing, but you are safe and you are held. One day, not too far from today, you will look back at the transformation and be blown away by the poetry of life. Everything is going to be okay. Ooh, I feel so much on this card. Oh, I feel like this card is really speaking to a lot of situations. I feel like it's talking to the whole world. It's like things are breaking, they're crumbling, they're failing. Things are not going the way we had hoped or planned. But in order to build the new, the old must fall. And that's the cracking. That's the breaking. And it's not dragging you down with it. You, your soul, your being is strong, is a pillar. And what is not serving you, what is not serving the world, is falling away. And we merely need to observe that it is falling away because it does not serve us. We do not need to blame anybody for why it's crumbling, or how is it crumbling, trying to figure out if there was anything that could have been done to save the crumbling. It's this acknowledgement that it is falling away, and that we are still okay. We are not crumbling with it. We are not attached. We are not one with what is breaking. I feel like a lot of us have identified ourselves with what is breaking, with what is happening, with what is not working. We have held on to those as a piece of our identity. And through that, we really hold on to those things very tightly when they don't serve us. So it's a losing battle. It's like trying to hold a bucket of water with only your hands. It cannot be done. It will fall over. No matter how hard you try, and you're wasting a lot of energy trying to stop it, it will still fall. It'll go where it needs to go, and you will have in your hands what you're supposed to have in your hands. And I feel like this is the season, this is the time, this is the week of being, of just being, letting things be around you as they are, as they come, and be more of the observer. We're noticing the systems, we're noticing the events, the people, all the things around us, how they're interacting, and whether or not they have a positive or negative effect to our energy, and just acknowledging, noticing, taking a step back and examine with a neutral eye. So acknowledgement without blame, pretty much. And trying to avoid the emotional attachment, which I feel like it can come because a lot of the times when we identify ourselves as having a piece of that, as that being a part of our identity, we have that emotional attachment. Finding something that is just you, that doesn't rely on other people or things, and remind yourself you are more than what you are noticing that is not working, or what you're noticing is crumbling or failing. And notice your actions and your words and your feelings that are maybe trying to hold it together, trying to keep things in the place that they were, and noticing that it is, you're fighting, I'm going to say a hopeless battle, but it feels like it's not productive. It's not a good use of your energy. It's delaying the inevitable. It's not fixing the problem. It feels like a lot of these problems are going to be coming to the surface, and having this mindset of noticing, observing, is going to be very helpful so that you can move through it with more ease and find the things that are more aligned with you now, because we are always evolving and changing, and finding the things that are now aligned with you that will help you forward on your journey. And you'll know that alignment because you'll feel it within. And taking time with yourself to let that sit with you and feel into it and not feel rushed will help you listen to yourself, your heart, and not your head or society. So taking time, allowing yourself time, is going to be important as well in the next steps forward. And I'm asking, what are some things that we can all do to help us feel safe when our heart is cracked open? Because I feel like it's a very vulnerable position, and a lot of us want to close it back up because it feels unsafe. So finding ways to feel safe in this position so that we can allow our hearts to be open. And I feel like connecting to the earth is going to be one of the biggest, most helpful things. And a few weeks ago, I talked about how the earth to me looks like a bud. Well, as of last week, she has opened up more. And then this week, she opened up even more. It feels like a caterpillar going through all the stages of metamorphosis. And maybe we don't see it from the outside because the cocoon is shielding for some people. But when you zoom in and see her from the inside, she is changing and she is growing. So she's this beautiful flower. And I imagine myself in the middle of the flower, and the petals are moving around me. And it's just beautiful, loving, cradle. It's a beautiful, almost dance. It's flowing and it's so supportive. And I feel like there's so much love in the earth for us. And she is in this transformation and she is remaining open. And she, no matter how much we people have hurt her, she is still open and she is still wanting to help us. She still wants us to live on her. That is a, her heart is open. She knows that there is amazing things to come, even through the hurt. So I feel like that's a perfect example of remaining open, is being hopeful for the future and living with love from your heart and not letting any pain that is coming through to harden your heart so that you can no longer accept or give love. And having it more as a sparkly, warm, loving barrier to shield and protect and nurture your heart without being a hard shield. We want like a filter than a shield. Filter is a much better word than shield. So having that earth energy surround you in her flower and allowing that energy and the source energy in your higher self, and you can call in your guides to shine their light on you and fill you with the sparkly, warm love, that energy, that brilliant, brilliant light that is so bright to surround you and focus around your heart to help during the transition and help it help you be more easily open and to resist closing off. I feel like that is the main message. Let me see if there's anything else. And I heard kindness. So having a lot of kindness for yourself. We need to be kind to ourselves and to other people. There's change happening and people, their emotions can get high, and there's a lot of history behind what is changing. So having kindness for others as they are going through a difficult time, and having kindness for yourself as you're going through a difficult time, and allowing yourself the space to feel without being rushed through things to get to the other side. Like, take that time as something sacred and feel it and fully feel it so that it can move through you and not get stuck in you. Because you have to feel emotions, otherwise they will get stuck. Let me see if there's one more last message. Yeah, and just nurture yourself. Be kind and nurture yourself. Nurture yourself with your energy. When you make choices about food or activities or the people you're around, think of your energy and how it gets affected by those external forces, those external things, and make your decisions based on how your energy feels and nurture your energy so that it will be as strong and as healthy as possible. So maybe instead of eating frozen or McDonald's french fries, you cut up a potato and you put it in the oven or the air fryer, and or even fry it yourself. That's still better. And have it that way. And do those small little choices that are just a little bit better, a little less processed, a little less involving other people's energy, so that your food is more the energy of the earth and you. Because I feel like the more people that are involved in the production of food, the energy gets diminished. Because, or maybe not diminished, it gets influenced by all the other energy. So it's a bigger pile. So you have all the people that have worked on it and you're getting all of that. And you're not just having the earth and then the farmer and then you. You have like 20 other people. And that's, it's a huge energetic difference, even though it's the same food. So making choices like that, and listen to your body and how you feel in the moment And you know what? If you can't make those choices at the moment, that's okay. Give yourself permission to make a different choice. Maybe it's not the most aligned or the best for your energy, but in that moment, in that time, it is the best, because maybe the energy that would take to make all those things by hand, or maybe to search and find the best place to buy it, maybe that takes more energy than what you would get from it. So listen to yourself. You're the ultimate guide, and think about how your energy is being used, and be more mindful of how your energy is affected by the things and the people and the places around you. So notice and make small steps towards improving it. Notice one thing, and if it feels right to change it, change it, and go so on and so forth. You don't need to make it all at once if that feels overwhelming. So listen to you. You are the best guide. Okay. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you next time. And if you want to get in contact with me, my website is spruceenergyhealing.com, and on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and YouTube, I'm all Spruce Energy Healing. If you'd like to book a one-on-one session with me, my most popular session is the Soul Reading and Healing session, where I go into your Akashic Records, we look at past lives, and we work on the energy in the body, and we ask the questions that you are wanting to know to your higher self, and receiving the information that is for your highest good. Have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you next time.